Sweet. Pass it to Shem for tech.
Hi, Shemmy. How's my baby doing?
I'm doing absolutely fine. I've hit record.
I miss my Shemmy.
I know.
Boy,
Well,
that's happened. It's lovely to see you. We're all ready.
Honestly, you're getting a lot from Shem right now. This is.
Why are you tied?
No, it's just Shem always are being like, I can't show affection.
Oh yeah, hashtag British. Yeah. No, I get it. Hashtag.
Lindsay's like, don't put that on me.
This is the reason I choose to sound Australian. Okay, we're ready to roll.
Okay. What's up, freaking everybody? Welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we treat actual, real facts around like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. Why is everybody laughing?
This is all treat.
We trade things and we do other things, like trade them. We rate those facts after we trade them on a scale of, ooh, that was cald, to, ooh, that was spiky hot. I'm Chloe, and yeah, I mean, I guess keeping on this theme, I found out earlier today, I can't say mirror right either. Fuck. Mirror.
Yeah, you got it. I'm Rachel, and for the first, I'd say, like, 8 years of my life, I couldn't pronounce my R's, and at the time, my name was Rachel Martin, which I, like, mentioned on the last podcast, so I would have to say Rachel Martin. And then when people asked you to spell your name, I'd have to be like, I can't even say this first letter. I'd be like, Yeah, it was really tough, but then, you know what? I grew out of it. Yes, we're okay.
If I really liked something and I wanted it to happen again, or I wanted more of it, I used to say as a child, more peas.
One more peas. Oh.
That is so cute. I'm Laura, and actually on brand with Rachel is I currently, at 32 years, don't know how to say my own name. Is it Laura or Laura? I can tell you.
Whoa.
I have no idea. Laura. My sister will be like, your name is Laura. And I'm like, but is it?
What? That's freaky.
That's really freaky.
Hi, my name's Shem. I struggle with the word similarly. It just extends and goes like towards the end, and I was wondering if I would be able to say it right because I haven't just said it in a while, and it's like nope, still not there.
I did love how you said it though; it was like satisfying. Similarly,
I say it like the J.R.R. Tolkien book he wrote after Lord of the Rings, a Silmarillion, but like it's a please do not scratch this sofa, DK. Sorry, a cat appears.
Is funny because I thought DK's name was TK for a really long time, but now I know Daniel Kiddington.
Kiddinson.
But
now I know. But do you?
Daniel Kitson?
Kittinson.
Kittinson. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what? I won't apologize for what I'm going to do next, which is welcome the freaking incredible guest we have today. Our guest is a New York-based comedian. She's a performer in the city on Boogie Manja, on Magnet, both incredible comedy teams, organizations, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know words. You can find her incredible writing. She has articles on The Daily Beast. She's on NPR. Please welcome Laura Lyons.
Truly, I can't tell you how excited I'm to see every single one of your faces. I have missed you all so much. You have no idea. I'll like FOMO text people and I'll be like, when I get back to the city, will it be like time has, you know, stopped and we can just continue. Everyone's like, yes, of course.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see every single one of your shining faces.
I can't freaking wait.
You have no idea.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a freaking blast.
It's going to be a freaking blast.
Oh my God. What else is a blast? Lindsay, your fact.
Well, I love you said that it's a blast because it's
stop.
Blast off space related.
Ooh.
That was a sign. NASA
was inspired, well, actually took its countdown clock from a Fritz Lang movie. So before that, they didn't have the countdown clock that would be like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Fritz Lang put it in like a sci-fi movie in the 1920s, and they were like, we need that.
Metropolis?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was Metropolis. It was Metropolis. Sorry, I went deep and read a lot of movie titles and book titles and was like, these are the bits I need. Yes, Metropolis. Whoa. So before
Wait, is
that.
Is this like with the New Year's Eve countdown? Like,
I don't know.
Chicken or the egg, you know?
Well, apparently before the countdown, they used to count up.
Oh, how dare they?
Wait, which
disgusting.
One? NASA
or New Year's? Just generally.
Vile.
Absolutely
Before
vile.
The countdown, it was a count up.
No.
So we'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And when we got to 60, then it would be fine.
Or whatever. It would be
like
10
seconds.
Yeah. And the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, if we were counting in 8 counts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 2, 3, 4.
Boom, cat.
Three, four,
do we go cat, cat, cat?
Yes.
Do we go on the second 8 count into space or the, I don't get it.
I'm seeing rockets, but I'm not seeing sparkle. Come on, people.
You're going to go,
shush,
5, 6, 7, 8, boom, cat. Boom, cat. On the second cat, that's when you launch.
And all of the astronauts.
Like six going off. Boom, cat. Boom, cat.
Yeah. And all of the astronauts
it's all
without
just like
rhythm.
Boy bands from like 2000. Yeah. Just like know the chorus
yeah.
and this stuff.
Yes. William Shatner just went up into space the other day.
Did he?
He was 90 he years old. Yeah. Yeah.
Was he on a Virgin flight or was he on an Amazon flight?
A Musk one.
I don't know.
A Musk one? Ugh. I can't remember. The worst of the. No, Jeff Bezos. Bezos. Musk, Branson, in my opinion.
Were you counting up or counting down as we?
Yeah, wait, that hand movement. You're like the New Year's Eve clock. Are you going up or down?
I count it up. Branson is the most best. Tolerable.
Yes.
Elon is ew, and then Jeff Bezos is the least tolerable, but almost tied with Musk.
Mm-hmm. But like, I know it's hard. Yeah. They're both like huckaloogie status for me.
I'm like, Bezos is like evil. Musk is like eccentric, bordering on evil. Right. Branson's like eccentric, probably evil.
He's evil light.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like a villain in like a cartoon where you're like fun, but scary.
Yes. Definitely concur.
I love that. Also, I love how whimsical it is that NASA would just be like, we need a little more jazz.
Yeah,
very dramatic. And I'm digging it.
I love it.
It was like as soon as the movie happened, those two things were then synonymous, the countdown and the rockets.
That's like an alien division of space study being like, we need avatars. We ourselves cannot go to this planet to receive unobtainium. No, we need some fun avatars. I would love that.
Yeah.
Lindsay, that fact is as hot as my body gets whenever I watch a space-themed movie. I get a lot of anxiety thinking about space. I only watched the movie The Martian. That's the one with Ben. Nope.
Damon.
One of the two fucking idiots. A Boston fucking idiot.
Hey, there we
but
are.
It goes. In my book, it goes.
A boy from Worcester on the moon. The fucking way.
In my book, it goes Matt Damon, more tolerable. Ben Affleck, less tolerable.
Yes.
Interesting.
Why?
No, that's so hard. Well, Matt Damon just came out with like the F slur
very
thing.
Recently. Homophobic.
Wait, what?
Very recently, extremely homophobic. Yeah.
Oh, that so wasn't bad. That wasn't in my canon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just like, so
we can't
bad.
Say the F word since when?
Oh no.
I don't know what he. It
oh,
was
I was just putting
with
Ben.
His daughter. He was like, my daughters were like teaching me that's not.
It was like, his daughter. He was openly saying it at a dinner or something, and his daughter said, "You can't say that," and he was like, "Why? It's a term of blah blah blah." And then his daughter wrote a letter, an actual letter of saying why you can't say this.
Good for daughter Damon.
And it was crazy because he had it in an interview. He said this in an interview, like, what a cute story. And everyone was like, this is not something you reveal in 2021. Yeah. Like, This isn't cutesies. No, this isn't like an aha moment.
No. Okay, then Ben Affleck's just like cheating is above straight up homophobia. I would say because I forgot he cheated.
But you forgot about Casey Affleck, so
who's like sexualassault.com.
So how do you rate him, Rachel?
Well,
yeah, that's a-
how did I get here?
I don't know.
Don't put this on me. No, I was gonna say we talked about William Shatner.
The Martian,
which Matt Damon is in. I sweat a lot. That's how hot my body gets. Oh. I only watched The Martian after I made someone swear to me that no one died in it. So it was good.
Okay.
That was a good fact. Very sweaty. Fuck Matt Damon.
Vince, your fact is as hot as... following Rachel in Gravity when George Clooney was leaving and it was just Sandra Bullock and we were like, yeah! We is me.
You.
It was very hot. Like, two people and the man's gone! One person and she's here! And she stays a woman in space!
Thank you.
Rachel looks absolutely disgusted and terrified.
No, I'm just thinking about her alone in space and it's freaking
out. Oh, yeah. Oh, it makes me... my hands are very wet.
Okay, let's go to the next rating.
No,
Laura, go.
It is all yours.
Lynn's, it's as hot as when I had to perform in a Renaissance fair in the eighth grade and had to wear like old Renaissance costume that went from my neck to my wrists to my ankle dress, and it was so bad that you could see my pit stains from my elbows to my hips.
Oh my God.
So then I had to get I had to get those paper towels in the bathroom, stuff it, and then use the dryer to try to dry it.
No.
Oh my God.
No. I'm so sorry, but that is hot.
That's so hot.
Yes.
Extremely hot and sweaty. Mm-hmm. Ugh. We all just went gem.
That Lindsay, that fact was as the official performing band and stage show of NASA, the Rockettes.
Oh my God. Oh, this pun, Daddy.
Oh, that's how they, like, the astronauts go on the moon as the Rockettes are like, bah, 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 da, da. Sorry, what I'm doing, this is the runway onto the moon here. Da, 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 da. Oh,
it's one long
can
of waves.
Yeah. What?
I love that.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I love it.
Hey. We love you. Why don't you share the next fact?
It's me. Okay. So, I was really worried we did this fact before. No one knows what it is. I gave them like a slight hint. Everyone thinks we haven't done it, but listeners, if we have, please tell me. So, Chubby Checker, the singer, I know. The singer famous for...
What is this homophobic shit that's about to happen?
Yeah. Chubby Checker was... a man who sang the twist. Come on and do the twist. Do, do, do. Is that the way the song goes?
Come on, baby.
Let's do the twist.
There we go.
Oh, I was doing the shout.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Wait, no, I was doing the breakdown. Da, 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 da. Like, it comes in the middle of the song and it breaks it down slower. And it's like, da, 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 da. I swear.
I swear it didn't. Everyone should see this dance right now. That's trying to be attempted.
The twist slow part. Yes. Oh, I know this one. And then it breaks down. Anyways, I have to tell a story about him. Yeah. Oh yeah, do that. So, he sued HP in 2013, in February, and its Palm unit against the online sales of an app called the Chubby Checker that would measure the size of a person's pee-pee.
penis based on their shoe size. So it would let women measure the size of a man's genitals based on the shoe size. I'm reading a quote, and not all women want to see penis sizes, and not all people who have penises are men. But yeah, Chubby Checker was like, absolutely not. That's my name. You cannot.
That's my job. That's what I do.
You cannot use this for a disgusting app to one, not even like measure a PP, but like just like guess based on a shoe size. And then HP spokesperson Sarah Pompei declined to elaborate on the settlement. But they settled. They settled out of court because they were like, you know what, we'll get rid of this app. But my question is, like, why HP was sued for the app? Like, was HP the one who developed the app? I don't know. It doesn't really give me much information. They denied all liability. Also, his given name is Ernest Evans.
There we go. I was like, is that his Christian name?
No. No, Chubby Checker was something else. I don't think related to PP size.
Right. But also, I think it's funny because, like, we have heard the term, like, half chub, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
For, like, a honer, a half boner. Yeah. Like, it can be a half chub or a honer.
Yeah.
So it's like, are we on the Chubby Check scale? Is it a half chub? Is it a full chub? Is it a no chub? Like, no, what are we?
I'm scared we're gonna get sued by Chubby Checker.
He'll just sue whatever software we're using.
A fun fact that his name is a play on Fats Domino, because that was the singer who was very popular at the time.
Oh, that I like much better.
So he was like Chubby, and then they changed
checkers instead of dominoes.
So, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Cute.
What did Fat? Do you know what Fats Domino sang?
Like a jazz pianist.
Okay, cool. I was like, yeah. Do I have a song?
The slowest twist.
You know what the thing that's bad is? I think I'm thinking of Shout.
You know you. That's make. The Isley Brothers.
No, I know it's a different person. I just was thinking of the songs having a slow breakdown.
The slow mo.
Having a slow breakdown.
You might know this. Blueberry Hill.
Oh, yeah. I know this.
Anyway.
Oh, that's pretty. My parents are very into jazz.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Wow. Yeah. Anyways, how on is that job? How on the scale of no job?
Wait, is this a
to a full on
yes
boner?
Before we rate, how is an app? You said, is this a paid app? How
so
does this work?
This is the thing that I don't understand. Because they were saying it was starting in 2006. And the suit happened in 2013. And I was like, do they have fucking apps? Like, the apps were, like, probably on a Palm Pilot. And that is why I think they sued the HP Palm division. I'm making so many assumptions. I don't know anything. But then I'm like, someone made a Palm Pilot app to guess the size of a pee-pee?
Yep.
It was a Palm Pilot app.
Yeah, you can see, so like the chubby sizes, based on the shoe size, the chubby size conversion, the chubby size, and it's that chubby size. And then it will give you like the
it looks like it was built with HTML.
That's a long time ago. And then you can rank the chubby as sweet or not so sweet, depending on your feelings on the chubby size.
Wow. Okay, but I'm happy that they don't automatically assume that one size is sweeter than the other. They put that the sweet is in the eyes of the beholder
of the app. Yes. And then because it's like suing Apple over like an app on the App Store from the Palm Pilot perspective.
Got it.
Right.
Still weird to me.
Very weird.
So no boing penis
what? Boing. Are you okay?
I was making like a penis sound effect, like bring.
Oh, sorry, my penis is calling.
I was having to go, bring. That's like an erection. Like I'm a lesbian. I don't know what sounds penises make.
I apologize. I did say I'd put my penis on silent.
Oh my God. One of those so unprofessional, Shem.
Tell me how hot or how hard.
No. Okay, yeah. That was rude of me, because I'm a lesbian who has had sex with penises, and I was like, why did it make that noise? Why is it calling me? And so, Rachel, with that, I would say it's as hot as the telemarketing penises that will never stop calling me.
It's like actual penises? That
actual yeah. Have you not had?
I've never had a penis.
No, literally, yeah.
Wait, what? I can't tell if this is a bit.
No, it's not a bit.
What phone calls are you getting?
Literally the fucking penis ones. Are you kidding?
Has anyone else received these?
Like their dong dings you? And they go ding dong?
Yes. Chloe, no one else here knows what your dong is.
No, none of us have received
a ding dong. I support call. You. Shem, is Shem calling you? Is Shem the one calling?
I understand what's happening at least.
I committed.
It was a bit.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh.
I was like, I thought this was a bit. And then I was like, who is sexually harassing you? I was getting upset. I was like, I'm going to get someone involved. Me.
Honestly, you guys both have my back.
I'll call them back.
Thank you.
I'll call them back and I'll be like, you can't do this. This is harassment. Also, just block their number.
No, I just started a thought and I was in too deep, so that's where it ended.
All right.
And I committed. I committed, baby.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, someone else go.
This is okay. This is as hot. Speaking of sweet, I would say
yes.
It's as hot as I would say king size Snicker bar.
Okay.
When it's in your pocket and then it melts.
Oh, that's hot.
And that's rough.
Big too.
It's big and it's messy.
That is hot, big and messy.
Thank you. That fact was as hot as Chubby Checker as he just scrolls through every app saying, can I sue? Is this available? Chub Hub, what's this? Like he's taking down everything.
Check my chubby.com. Not close enough.
Rachel, that fact is as hot as a spirit level app on a phone, which truly I love to measure when I'm putting up shelves.
A spirit
maybe
level?
You call them something else in America. A spirit level is like the bar that has the little circle in.
Oh, just a level.
Portal.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we would call it a spirit. I would call it a spirit.
I thought you were
level.
Talking about goat.
I mean, no.
I thought we were measuring. Yeah. I thought we were.
Are we in Mythbusters?
So I have a personal spirit level.
You know the ones that are like. They like make clicking noises and they're like, a spirit's here. That's what I thought we were doing. And I was like, the spirit level. I love that because it's probably like a joke because like the little like doot doot is the spirit.
Oh, cute.
Cute.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. And hey, thank you in advance to our friends because they're about to give some words.
This is a sponsored message.
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you to our friends. I'm excited. Laura, the next fact we need you to provide, please. Please.
Okay, so I felt like I wanted to do something a little meta, just to be sexy.
I love that. I'm ready.
So I wanted to know the origin of gossip.
I like it.
So there's two types. There's like the psychological reason behind gossip, but then I wanted to know the origin of the word gossip.
Oh, yeah.
And it started, there's a combination of the word God and sibling, and it was God Sib. And then that was basically for a godparent or someone that was with the child. And then over a little bit of time, it was kind of had this way of only pertaining towards women. Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I was like, ugh, of course it does. Mm-hmm. But it's also because what happened is around the birth, only women were allowed to come into the room.
What?
And so it was like this kind of idled gossip because it's all women talking about, they're so excited about the baby coming and like neighbors came and all this stuff. So it kind of went into being associated with women because of it being just women were involved with the birth. So that had like from gossip to gossip. Now there's kind of gossip on the word gossip to be extra meta.
Tell me, meta squared.
Is that politicians before obviously the internet and newspapers and all this stuff, they wanted to know what the townspeople thought about them. So they would have their subordinates go sip ale down at the bar and find out, you know, what the talk of the town is about their person. Now, this version is, it's kind of like a folktale. They haven't really proved it, but when I was doing research about it, it kind of would make sense how it transferred from gossip to gossip. But the it really goes back to the origin of gossip. But I thought it was interesting with like the gossip and how that turned into it as well.
Wow, my Lanta. I'm just like the thought of the, like the evolution of like, yeah, women were only allowed in these spaces and they're transferring the knowledge that the other people who weren't allowed to be there had. That really is blowing my mind. That's insane. I mean, it makes sense, but it's wow, I love words. I love words.
And then just like getting sneaky gossip about yourself is just like,
oh, petty.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely petty. Just like, what did, wait, you heard what about Brian? Who? What was his last name? Was it? Oh, it's, yeah, no, I'm not, no, it's not my last name. I just want to know.
I'd be like the politician who like wears like a trench coat and like a mustache.
And just goes in yourself.
And just loudly is like, Rachel Chada. What do you got to say about
what
that?
What do you got to say about, nobody? I'll be on my way then.
Glug, glug, glug.
No one knows who I'm talking about? Great.
Or you do like propaganda. You're like, Rachel is such a good leader.
Does anybody disagree?
She looks really great in a suit.
I hate that I can't vote twice for Rachel Chada. Someone should change that.
And then just like, I'll have the order of mozzarella sticks to go. Thank you. Thank you. I was going to dip out, but I was like, I would never leave a pub without an appetizer.
No, that's illegal.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I love the gossip phrase. That's like so beautiful to me. Like, gossip.
I know. And we don't know if that's like truly what it transitioned to, but it is something that when I was doing the research, it does make sense.
Yeah.
You know, that it... that it did that, but
that's so cool.
Did anyone ever have like gossip spread about them in school?
Yes,
I had some. What was yours? If you want to share, we don't have to go into the
The teachers were very gossipy about me.
What?
Yes. Very bad. Very bad. Mean teachers. Yeah. So they were like these little shit bags. So they were very gossipy.
I hate that. Someone started a rumor that my parents paid to get me on the dance team. Oh my God. Which is funny because like fucking all of the dancers were like rich as shit, like lived in these huge houses. Like, I'm not gonna say that my family's not middle class, but my mom's like a teacher in Arizona, which has the second like worst education system in the US. Like, I made more at my very first job out of college than my mom made in her entire career. Like, like my mom was not bringing in any money and my dad was making in like an okay amount of money, but like split between two people. So like the fact that my parents would pay, also my parents were the least dance mom in quotes people of any of the parents. And were so like hands off about it. I was like, that's a stupid rumor. At least like make one that like could be right. Like say that I like, I don't know. I like, I don't know. I was also like really like young. I said I was a late bloomer earlier. I wasn't going to like blow someone. I didn't know what a blow job was. At least say I like, I don't know. I snuck on. I wrote my own name on. I was sneaky about it. I'm not still upset about it. Andrea Colliano.
Andrea. People would tell me gossip, but I don't gossip, so then I just ended the gossip train.
Oh, that's healthy. That's healthy.
That's amazing.
And then I knew too much gossip, so I told my mom, but I was like, you can't tell anyone. And she was like, who am I gonna tell? I was like, I don't know. And she's this like, is, no one.
You catch her at the pub like 2 hours later. Yeah. She's like, you girls will not believe what happened.
She's go sipping.
Yeah, she truly.
This is really fucked up what I'm about to say. But like, this is something that intrigues me about becoming a therapist. Laura, life update. I'm trying to get into grad school to become a therapist.
Mazel, that is so exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I really want to do it. This is not the reason why, but I do think about like, oh my God, it's going to be a burden to have all of this gossip that I can't share with anyone other than my therapist. And then I'm like, therapists must hold all of the juiciest gossip.
Oh, and lawyers.
Mm. Yeah.
Some of my friends are lawyers and I'll talk about like stuff that's going down in the news and they literally make a smirk and they go, I'm not at liberty to say. And I'm like, you know,
yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, never mind the fact that, of course, I would have to go to school for all this. I could never do it for that alone. I'm like, I would tell. Easy. I would tell.
Oh, you literally can't. I'm like, you literally, no. you that's the one rule you can't.
I know break. It's the one rule. And I'm like, I need to.
But that's why therapists have therapists, so they can tell their therapists. And they
yeah, you got it. I mean, because otherwise you would explode, knowing everyone's deepest, darkest secret.
So then therapist.
It just goes forever.
I know. Does it ever end? Is it like the, what's that?
Oh, it's like
The caterpillar. No, what's that sex term where everyone eats their butts?
The human centipede.
Thank you.
The sex term.
I was like,
is it caterpillar?
You're talking about therapy. Yeah. I was very quiet, but then you said butt eating sex term. I was like, my time.
Shem is
lean
up.
In. Yes. All right.
Okay, Laura, that fact. Also, it's really funny. My therapist's name is Laura. So then we were talking about therapy, and I was like, Laura, here's my deepest, darkest secrets. No, Laura. And I also often wonder, I'm like, is it Laura or is it Laura?
That's just it. What the fuck is it? We don't know. Couldn't tell ya.
That fact is truly as hot as I imagine the Lady Bridgerton of the origin of gossip, who is just like walking around with her little gossip column or his or theirs, being like, here are all the secrets. But they wrote it down and they kept it for themselves. And they were like, it's only for me. That's how it was. Whoa. I love it.
Wow. Laura, that fact is as hot as the little political spy at the end of the night after they have been to every single pub in town and they've had several drinks because they've been gossiping all night. So they are just raging drunk and having the time of the life. The hot little fun drunk.
And then they're gossiping about other people because they're drunk
everything.
As can be. I love it.
Laura, that fact was as hot as the three NDAs I'm currently under. That I can't tell you about.
I only know about one because I'm also under it.
You can't even say that, Rachel.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say that I'm also under the same NDA as you?
I mean, that reveals more about the NDA.
Whoops, a doozle do.
Listen, I've been under the same NDAs as people that are different than... Never mind.
See, I'm just like, I want to say something stupid and it's breaking a rule.
Chloe, now you're too stupid.
Laura, the fact is as hot as, a bartender's ears. Because they're getting all the gossip, baby.
Yeah.
All the time. Are you kidding? And it's like a charming bartender who's not invasive. They're just like, if you want to gossip with me, I'm here. I'm not going to eavesdrop. And those are the best because they're getting.
Do you all believe if your ears tingle, someone's talking about you?
I've never heard that.
My family used to say that a lot.
Or my ears are burning. Or?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard my ears are burning, but or like if someone says something that you said, you'd be like, oh, your ears must have been burning. But I've never heard like if your ears are actually physically burning. But that makes sense.
Yeah, like if they tingle or burn.
Spooky. I've heard if you get like a shiver, like a ooh, someone is walking on your grave in the future.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I don't like that. And I get shivers a lot, so I'm like, did I die in a public area?
What do you do if you're like in cryotherapy and you're just like in the freezer tank, right? Just like shivering about?
People are running all over my grave from about November to about March. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. What's happening?
I wonder.
You would do horribly in Antarctica.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, how you walk down the street, like the street, and you're like, where did that water come from? That's someone spitting on your grave, and it's like, what did you do? You know,
oh, really?
You've pissed people off. No, I just came up
Chloe's
with that.
Making this
oh,
one
that's
up.
Fun. But if you get water on you that someone spit on you, sad.
It's fun. That, like, I have an imagination today. I don't know. I don't know.
They're going
just
for
like,
it.
Just like penis calls and grades.
Speaking of imagination, do you want to transition the next transition?
Sure. Have we all rated? Well, that's my fault. I'm the host. I'll go next.
No, it's okay. You were doing a really good job.
No, don't.
I love your hosting.
Oh. Well, okay, but I have to find the fact now. Sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. It jumped on the page. It went down when I thought it was up, and now I can't find my fact.
Do you want Shem to look at his?
That'd be fun, but once he starts talking, I'll find it.
Will you?
No, go Shem.
Wow, okay.
I believe in you.
It's on a list.
My fact is about being prepared.
Read.
Roasted and toasted just da-da-da-da. Like my pumpkin seeds.
Different episode.
Halloween.
But yes, my fact is about being prepared and about dirigibles in the First World War. London was bombed heavily during the First World War. Like they dropped bombs from the sky using like big floating dirigibles. And that caused a fashion trend amongst women of wearing pajamas, because like you'd normally like wear other like clothes when you're like in bed, but like
sexy,
more like just big, weird looking.
Oh, like
mumus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or like just, and then it was like, you know, the early 20th century, and people were like, well, we can't go out looking presentable, so they were like started to sell like more fashionable clothing to wear. For like bombing raids, just so you'd look like more put together, so you weren't like running out mid bombing. So I have like a few images.
Share your screen. I love this.
Won't share. But they so they run out and like hide, but then they would like advertise them as like,
oh my god,
wow,
you look hot when you're running from bombs.
So this, sleeping this suit is like, for the air
this
raid
is
night.
Like straight up, what the patriarchy is. It's like, not only do you have to fight for your life, but you gotta look cute doing
Yeah. Like, you can't wear your muumuu when we're bombing you. You've gotta look like a tasty treat.
Well,
we gotta get that figure eight showing.
Well, I would say that the women who like created them and wore them were saying that they liked it because it was a sign of defiance against German morality, and they weren't like scared. And then they would like write, like, it was more, they were, what they would say is they're not scared or like doing anything. They were just showing like, you can't fluster us. And then what resulted at the end of it was a lot of...
Oh, that's a lesbian.
Yeah, twerk.
Is it
popular? I'm into it.
Oh, so that popularized a lot of women wearing trousers and like more practical garments during the daytime post-war. So like lots of London fashion after all the bombing and pajama raids would have like women in like big dungarees or big like bloomery like sort of trouser suits. It's like, oh yeah, these are like cool and like fun things to walk around in, like have like cool fashion attached to them.
So my favorite fashions come from bombs. Damn it. Oh, well, every time I see a woman in a nice pantsuit, I'm going to be like,
or like she just woke up. She got a bed in the room.
Yeah. That's so sad. I also think of, when I think of people leaving London because of bombs, I think of the Chronicles of Narnia. Because that's what I think.
I mean, it's that, or Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes. Which also, love Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh.
But yeah, that's why they leave.
I rewatched it when we got Disney Plus because I was like, oh, I'll put this on. I haven't seen it in ages. And I forgot like a whole chunk after, like there's a big old chunk at the end. And I was like, oh, this happens, which I won't say because I don't.
Is it super dark? I feel like it's probably really dark and we didn't realize it.
There's a little darkness. There's like the animated bit where they go and try and get.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, after the animated bit, there's a bit where soldiers invade and then they use magic to animate a whole bunch of suits of armors to go
to
fight them. And I'd like completely forgot that part until it happened.
But it's crazy though, like all these movies that we grew up, even Mary Poppins, she was like a woman suffragette, the woman that came in. And like, there's all these movies that we just thought were cute, but had so much more meaning. I think about, do you know the book Eloise?
Yes.
So she's like, it seemed so chic as a kid.
But she's living in the Plaza Suite.
Yes. And so, and she causes trouble and it's so cute. And everyone was like, I'm Eloise because I draw on wallpaper. No, she was acting out because her parents weren't there.
Yeah, literally she was having to be taken care of by the hotel staff because she didn't have parents.
Right, like that is effed up. And that when like when you're literally, you're like, oh, that's so cute and chic. No.
No. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's not.
That's like a Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
That's exactly what I was just
saying. The hotel was taking care of them because freaking Carrie was, you know, having to play all the parts of parenting.
Yeah. She was a singer. Oh, God. She's great mom. She was a performer. She was doing it all.
She has a TikTok. I don't know if y'all have found it. No. The actress who plays her, she talks a lot about, like, being neurodivergent and then also, like, having to, like, play a Disney mom. And she has a daughter who is autistic, and she also is autistic. So she just like talks a lot about it. And I think it's great. I love her content. Yeah. And she also does a lot of content that's like, hey, if your parents are like not supportive of you because of XYZ, whatever's happening, like you can reach out to me. Like I'll provide you support, stuff like that. She's like actually like a great person. Yes. Carrie Martin of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I don't know her real Kim. It's Kim something.
Oh yeah. I've definitely Kim. That I know that's right. And I'm like, I think it's in
she
my
played
brain
a CW mom. She played a mom on the CW too. So she always does like fun bits, like if Carrie Martin and her other mom met. Because one mom's like a badass and the other mom's like, la 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 la.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I wonder. Cute.
This is now sponsored by her.
Sponsored by. Meanwhile, I think it's Dylan Sprouse is starring in a, I think it's a Japanese film.
Is he supposed to be Japanese?
He's definitely talking Japanese. I think he's talking Japanese in it.
Definitely 100% from my limited knowledge.
Limited, very limited knowledge, meaning I saw the trailer and I was like, Dylan. It didn't.
I mean, if the Japanese production company is like, you are our star, is it bad for someone to speak another language? Unless he's trying to be
it
another
looks,
language.
It, I'm just like, it. I think you have to watch the trailer and it feels very like white savory. It just is like a movie, but it's like made like by a company in that genre of film. So it's like bigger, I guess. I don't know what the right word is.
So him
like
being a white savior in that, or Matt Damon being a white savior in the Great Wall in China, which you pick.
Well, I haven't even seen the trailer for that. So based on that in combination with hearing Matt Damon's homophobic comments, I'm going to have to say he's worse in total.
Oh, Dylan.
Shem, I would say your fact is as hot as when I went to this underage club that Chloe might know called Chaboom's.
I never went. I'm so familiar.
So it was so sweaty in there with like no AC. That the condensation from people's sweat accumulated on the ceiling and then started to rain on everyone.
No. That is a hot, hot, hot gross place.
I have been to those clubs in the UK.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I know what that is.
Oh, I don't want that.
It's gross.
Yeah. And you just wipe it off your forehead and continue twerking.
Yes.
And you keep going.
Yeah,
you
gotta down, keep going.
Ass up.
Okay.
No, you go.
Okay. And this will only make sense to Laura. Shem, your fact is as hot as your hands and your body get when you're approaching Kelly Square.
Oh.
You don't know where you're going.
Mm-mm.
And you're rolling up on Kelly Square. What's Kelly Square? Laura knows. It's the worst intersection, quote unquote, slash, what do you call it? A rotary slash, I'm not joking when I say people just like, they just drive. They're like, fuck, I hope this works.
You pray.
You truly you drive just and go, pray.
Oh boy.
Stop.
I'm not joking.
And some people close their eyes and just hope they get
this
through.
I'm not joking. It truly no, is like truly, Kelly Square is infamous for, oh God, I hope I make it. Okay.
If you Google it, there are, it is this national, international horrible place where Chloe and I are from. That is a clusterfuck. It always sneaks up on you.
I never know how I got there.
And then you're like, oh my God. You're like, I'm in a, like a maze from like The Shining and Harry Potter.
No. And like, it's like Frogger. The cars are just like, where are you? Where are you coming from? It's parking so lots bad. Where there shouldn't be. I know there's a Burger King.
Stop. Yes, okay, well, I've drunkenly gone through there. Yes, as a child. Yes.
I'm gonna use a Boston specific rating. But it's Cambridge. I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Your fact was as hot as the first bite of Pinocchio's Pizza, which is a famous pizza place by Harvard Yard. And
Gorge.
I would go there every year for the like 8 years I either competed at or judged in a speech tournament at Harvard, and everyone would talk about Pinocchio's Pizza. So it's that hot.
Rachel, when you were at the speech tournament, did you say your R's?
Yes. By that time, I could, but I didn't go there going, Harvard, yard.
Got it.
Just to myself.
Got it.
Rachel, based on Pinocchio's shoes, how big would you say his nose is?
I would say it's a big old chubby.
Oh, no.
He passed the chubby test.
He's a,
Shem, your fact is as hot as the pajama party pub crawl I went on. Which truly, everyone wore pajamas, everyone wore slippers, and it was the comfiest night out I've ever had. And I love the origin of where the pajamas came from. And I was like, yes, go out in those pajamas because it's
bomb me, daddy.
Yes,
bomb me, daddy.
More just like, ooh, I have something else to wear, not my negligee. Because who wants to wear that in a bomb charter?
I would.
No, when a tit pops out? No, thank you.
I'd pop a tit out to save my life.
I'd be like, look.
That's not going to stop a bomb.
Like, true. I'm thinking more of like my soldiers.
They're not manpowered. They've dropped them from the plane.
With these titties, I'd go pew, 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 pew.
You think that's an airship? Wait till I unleash these.
I don't have to unleash anything. I'm shemless. Boom, I'll never stop. Laura, for context, and maybe Rachel, she keeps forgetting all my bits.
No, I knew all
our bits.
I knew about the bit, I just wasn't present for it.
Shem is now a synonym for a bra. I don't remember why, and I can't.
I'm very supportive of women.
Oh, yes.
That's not why.
It's like a chemise.
I have a shemlet on today.
A little shemlet.
Has that given you enough time to pull up your
pants?
Yeah,
I'm ready to go. I have like a t-shirt shemlet. And it's a pretty quick one. Ooh. Just kidding. Okay, so trick-or-treating.
You sounded like you were offering us.
So, trick-or-treating.
Let's go.
Do you guys have plans and will you come with me?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay, so my fact is about, I don't know. I can't, I'm too tired to do a bit. So trick-or-treating. Stop looking over my shoulder. I'm sorry. You can't spoil
I honestly can't even. Chloe told me that last podcast, after they had already done their fact, I was like looking at what they were scrolling at, and they were like, don't look at my fact. And I was like, you've already gone.
You make me sound so angry. I promise you I do it as a bit. I promise.
But then sometimes I don't know if you're doing a bit or if you're actually mad at me. Because when you're mad at me, it sounds like a bit.
When you're wondering if I'm actually mad at you and I haven't communicated that I'm actually mad at you, just think of penis calls and then know that it's a bit. Just know.
I genuinely can't tell the difference.
Trust. Oh, boy.
To bit or not to bit.
I can't tell the difference.
Okay, so trick-or-treating. It wasn't popular in the U.S., really, until post-World War II.
Oh, my God.
World War II, basically, they put a... Because of... what am I trying to say? production, whatever, war, you're producing things for war. They were like, no, hold on. We don't have enough sugar to make candy, whatever. Sure. So they kind of stop or halt sugar production, candy. End of World War II, the candy companies start advertising like crazy. So they're like, eat this candy. They're advertising it to kids. So that's how it, like, kids are wanting, clamoring for candy.
Then, wait, they had a lack of sugar or they had a plethora of sugar?
They stopped like production of like candy and sugar things because they were focused on wartime production.
But then they came back.
So then it came back and all of these companies were like, we need to make money. So they were advertising and promoting. Advertising it just a ton, advertising to kids. So kids were like, I want candy. Then basically trick-or-treating came out of that because following World War II, the suburbs are now booming. Mm. People want to get to know their neighbors in the suburbs. And so there was a practice that originated in Ireland from, I think it was called Samhain.
Yeah.
It's called Sam, H-A-I-N. Traced back to 18th century Ireland. But there was a practice of souling, which, oh my God, I lost what that was. Basically, beggars go door to door, promising to pray for souls of the deceased in exchange for something to eat. So it all came back. All of those things, the timing, all at once, it came.
Now,
it became.
But how do we get from beggar to children?
A lot of times, my dad always talks about, I don't know if this is an appropriate thing for me to say, or this is something my dad said that he's like, Rachel, don't repeat this. We'll see. specifically in India, which is where my dad is from, he always has a hard time I had a hard time the first time I went to India seeing all of like the children who were coming to beg. But then my dad was like, we can give them money, but also know that like some of them are having kids to get money because people are more likely to donate. This feels like a kind of like fucked up don't donate to people propaganda type of a deal. But if you're going to send someone to ask for food, you send the cuter children versus the adult humans.
They would even.
So I could see that transition.
They would even handicap kids to then, they would amputee kids in order to get more sympathy and therefore more money. So it definitely could make, I don't know. I have no idea, but. Go ahead, Shemi.
Oh, sorry. It's what we talked about a few weeks ago. It's what dogs do in packs. When their dogs live in packs, they'll send the cutest dog out to humans and get those to like beg for food and scraps, and then they'll bring it back to the pack. That's just true. Like it's,
wait, are you serious?
Yeah, that's studies in Russia. We're like studying like wild stray animals. So the ones that like humans respond to the most, they'll like have worked it out. So they will like intuit like which ones can go. And then in some of the stray dogs so are funny. So like accustomed to humanity, they can like navigate the subway. So they can like know if they get on this particular train, they can get off at a particular spot, go there and then go back in there.
Stop it.
What?
That's why.
Also, I just think like the hierarchy of cute in terms of dogs figuring that out.
So funny.
It's hysterical. And there probably is a sketch in there somehow because like them being like, no, you're fluffier. Yeah, but you have more wrinkles and people like those little pudgy wrinkles. Like, you know, you have more fur, but like you're more, you shed more. So that's, you know, it's like the logic behind the cute.
Yeah.
Isn't is that very interesting.
Dead. Dead's like Halloween. Dead.
Whoa. Spooky. Rachel.
Chloe, that fact about All Hallows Eve is as hot as, honestly, now looking back on it, I thought Marnie in Halloween Town was.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Marnie and I didn't know why.
Do you think it was... looking back or not, was it like personality? Was it her looks? Was it like what she had to offer, which is witch?
It was everything. It was witchdom. Okay. It was I'm fun. Mm. It was my grandma is, and who plays her grandma? Famous, who I love.
Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie Reynolds. Her grandma's Debbie Reynolds. She had so much to offer. Like, if I married Marnie, Debbie Reynolds would be my grandma. I mean, not me, but like, yeah.
We can pretend.
We can pretend. We can dream. We can dream.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as the love between Morticia and Gomez Adams.
Oh, that's a steamy love.
Also, I might steal that for Halloween. That's an easy steal. That's just a fun, easy steal.
What? You might still...
I'll be Gomez, obviously.
Oh. Nice.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as if I was Cousin It. Oh, how hot my forehead would be underneath all that hair.
Oh my gosh,
the poor actor. Or actors.
Ah, sweaty for days. Yeah, sweaty for days.
I mean, Cousin It.
Talk about the back of your neck.
Yeah. Ugh. Oof, oof. I'd want a little fan under there.
Snoop yes, Dog. A little Beyonce fan. Yes. Give it to me, baby.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg now. Snoop Dogg is the current incarnation of Cousin It.
In the animation?
Yes.
Fine. Really? Snoop Dogg also just revealed himself to be this like NFT account. And he was like, this NFT account was like, I will dox myself because I am very popular. This means that I will gain popularity, blah, 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 blah. These NFTs will become so popular because I will release who I am. And then later that day, Snoop Dogg was like, yeah, it's me.
was he correct? Like, did those NFTs gain
popularity? He wasn't doing it to like promote specific NFTs. He was doing it to promote his like NFT education account. He's like, now everyone's going to talk about NFTs now that I am talking about NFTs. It's exhausting. Shem.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the world is anymore. That fact was as hot as all the little 7 and 8 year olds in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn who find out that I will give them candy on the 31st, but they will have to pray for me. So
I can't because your soul is dead. That's good.
Oh, that's fun. Did everybody rate? God, my memory isn't working today. But you know what is working today? Laura's opinions. And we need one. Laura, we're going to recap, of course, but we need you to pick the hottest fact as a reminder. And maybe as like, maybe as like a suggestion. I don't know.
Could again, pick yourself.
Like, yeah, you can pick yourself.
Because you came with a very
you don't have to. We just want you to know it's been done before, and your fact is part of the group. So if it's the hottest, and it is, you can pick it.
Yeah, you don't have to. Me,
you don't have to. But it
I'm not gonna pressure you, but like I would pick it.
Reach.
Was I first?
No, I was first.
Yeah.
NASA took the countdown from a movie.
Oh my god, oh,
that's really good too.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Chubby Checker sued HP about an app about checking chubbies, which honestly I would not pay.
Checking chubbies.
Come on, baby.
Let's check the chubbies. Mine was whatever mine was.
Pajama raid.
Pajamas. Mine was trick-or-treating candy Halloween children.
And of course, we had the origin of Godsib. Godsib.
Godsib. Godsib.
Godsib.
Godsib. Godsib. Because I'm a people pleaser and I am a repressed New Englander, I would never choose myself for something. So I think I'd have to go with the countdown.
Yes, that's a
because
good winner.
It's so like, that is so a part of history, right? Like as soon as you hear a countdown, you either think of NASA or New Year's Eve. And that's just like a very impactful thing. It's great marketing for the US, honestly.
NASA, good job.
Yep,
NASA?
Well done.
Yeah.
Dang.
Good job, NASA PR team.
Damn.
AC Kasem is grateful.
Well, this podcast was sponsored by NASA, but our guest, Laura, where can everyone find you? Because they're going to want more.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can find me at Laura Lyons Comedy on Instagram Laura Lines with like a fuck load of S's on Twitter. That's about it. TikTok, Chloe and I were talking about it. It has to,
I know.
I have an account. I just need to do something with it.
I know, it's stressful.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know.
That's okay. I think we have
to
stop.
What is this world?
I think we have to stop pressuring ourselves.
I know. But Rachel, I always see your face on the For You page and it's so gorge.
Thank you. That's what happens.
It's Gagatandra.
My job is literally making TikToks. And I'm like, don't ever make TikToks. It's awful. I hate it.
I know, but it's great. And your skin looks lush and gorge. And it's just on the screen. And it's like, okay, well, I got to get to it. But that's a long story long. Just follow me on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. Okay. Well, absolutely follow Laura. Absolutely follow us if you don't yet. We are Trash Comedy on Instagram. We are Letter R Trash Comedy on Twitter. You can email us. You can call us. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. And we love all of you. I forgot to say at the top, I think... and it has to be said right now, the thing about rating our facts is that they don't all have to be hot. The thing about all of our guests and us, and I will end the podcast with this, is that they are always hot. And I'm so excited to say that tradition has been continued today. Yeah. Laura, you're the hottest. You're the hottest. Thank you for doing this. Yes. I've gone chaotic. Course. Somebody else wrap this. I've gone chaotic.
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting